AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Washington, D.C. is already on edge following the riot at the Capitol. Today's inauguration rehearsal was under lockdown briefly because of a fire outside the Capitol grounds. It was not deemed a security threat and the lockdown had been lifted. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are honoring Martin Luther King Jr. today with a day of service. King once said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that."
Margaret Huang is the president of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and on this MLK Day, she reflected on the uprising at the Capitol less than 2 weeks ago.
He pointed out that hate does not drive out hate. Only love can do that. And it can be very hard to hate those, to love those who hate you. But it is more important than ever that we understand what drives that hate.
Also important to help the poor.
Martin Luther King led the fight against poverty, and we need to restore that.
And Juan adds the Biden administration is a start, but
we have to commit ourselves to enabling their efforts to be felt and doing what we can in our communities to help one another.
I'm Shelley Antler.
Federal authorities are looking for a woman whose former romantic partner says she took a laptop from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office during the riot at the Capitol. Coronavirus deaths are rising in nearly two-thirds of American states. A new highly contagious variant is taking hold. Dr. Amish Aldalja is with Johns Hopkins University.
We have a little window of opportunity now to get as much vaccine into people's arms as possible to protect them. And then we have to really double down on how well we follow the common sense recommendations of wearing a mask, washing our hands, and trying to avoid crowded and congregated places.
While the variant does not cause more severe illness, it has been blamed for causing more hospitalizations and deaths because it spreads more easily. This is AP News. The leader of the World Health Organization is critical of drug makers over profits and vaccine inequalities.
Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus condemned an imbalance in vaccine distribution globally.
It's not right that younger, healthier adults in rich countries are vaccinated before health workers and older people in poorer countries.
Tedros gave the example of Guinea as a poor country whose most vulnerable are nowhere near protected.
The world is on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure.
He noted the WHO COVAX program has so far secured 2 billion doses. The program aims to get vaccines out to all countries, rich or poor, based on need. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two hotels in Switzerland are under quarantine, and guests and employees have been ordered to be tested after a new variant of the coronavirus was detected among them in the upscale skiing resort of St. Moritz. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.